All right, welcome forth the Long Night. I'm here with my friends, Scott, Matt, and Tom.
Good Jesus Christ. What is that fucking rap?
Soak it in, boys. One of us got a natty. Two of us got a natty.
All
right, that's enough.
That's what Washington said. Ugh. No moss.
Oh, God.
How about that?
Congratulations on winning the public bathroom bowl.
That was a good game.
You know what was the most disturbing?
Except not really in 2023.
I mean, you know what the most? Okay, Harbaugh. Got your panties in your wad over that. It's in stereo.
What is that?
The second verse.
Oh, jeez.
Representing the 235 member Michigan marching band.
Oh, that's a crap version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the first one failed.
You can edit that part out.
I was going to say, keep how mine. Old is that?
That failed. That was off YouTube. The fuck?
I have to say, though, like, I had to think about this seriously. I have been friends with Scott Hadler basically since the invention of the telephone with a camera. That is the first selfie he has ever sent me, ever. And he did it to taunt me.
With clothes on.
The Washington t-shirt was more disturbing than if he'd been naked.
I was from the waist down.
Winnie the Pooh! Straight shirt cocking it?
Donald Duckin'.
But I was like, this is fucked up, but yet the most appropriate thing ever. I'm like, this motherfucker. And then you, of course, chimed in with the, you know, go Washington, cocksucker.
I know, it's funny because I even forgot I even had that t-shirt.
Where did that come from?
I got relatives that live out there.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, I know he's got relatives in Minnesota.
He ordered on Amazon overnight.
He had it next day. I got to have this before the game.
So I control this motherfucker. So congratulations. You finally can hang a banner for the next 3 years.
NCAA already said it's good.
Already cleared him.
Okay.
How to know that you probably cheated. The NCAA has to come out 2 days after the game and say, they didn't cheat.
It's a bona fide national title. It's all cleared up.
To Harbaugh does his tell-all book. And
yeah, I bet Reggie Bush felt the same way, too.
Or Connor Stallion coming
out.
Yeah,
or Connor Stallion.
I did not see any footage of him at this game, though.
Which was disappointing.
I know, I was kind of hoping
that's
for that.
That's because he was incognito.
Yeah.
They probably told him, all right, dude.
You got your 15 seconds.
Yeah,
get out.
Yeah.
Don't push the envelope. We can't associate with you, all right? Remember that?
Yeah.
Or he probably wore Central Michigan, let's be honest.
Oh, he... Yeah. Yeah.
That's what he really did.
The game, I mean, it was a game for a half, and then it wasn't. So, it was more high scoring than I thought it was going to be on Michigan's side, but those couple of big runs early.
One guy gets two carries for 90 yards and two touchdowns.
It was three carries in the first half for 93 yards and two touchdowns.
His first two carries were...
Yeah.
Yeah, that one for 7 yards really brought down his average.
Really brought his average down.
After he had the two.
Right.
From 40 to 30.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Well, and that was something that was talked about. It was they're not good against the run, and Michigan exploited that, so...
I think what I liked as a Michigan fan was they ran their offense. The one play that I had problems with, I learned, Tom actually told me this the next day, they went for it on fourth down, and I liked the decision to go. I thought the play call was stupid, and it was the incorrect play.
Yeah. Anybody else see that? When
quarterback screwed up.
JJ came off the field, him and the offensive coordinator, Moore's pointing at a play on the sheet, and McCarty goes, you see his head cock, like, oh, shit.
Wrong one.
Whoops. So he ran the wrong play on that fourth and two. That led to their first touchdown, Washington's first touchdown, and kind of changed the game. But and then as Mr. Optimism sitting across from me here was saying, well, if they come back and if they score here, I think the game's over.
They didn't say over. I said they're going to have trouble. If
you said
they
over.
Scored. I don't think I said over.
I believe you, Tom.
I appreciate I'm that. Sure.
But I did like Scott's, yeah, because Michigan's defense has been terrible all year. And then they turn around and pick him off.
Yep. Yeah. So, I've got a new nickname for you now, Scott, after that. And you've been doing that to me and Matt all year when it comes to Chiefs, too, is you are our reality check.
Mm. So, he's your RC?
RC.
You are the reality check.
Nice.
So.
Great. That's
yep.
Wonderful.
Yep. So let's think about this. You're the reality check in this group. You're the grounding force of this group.
Isn't that what you always dreamed to be? Isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Just think about the influence you're having. And think about the quality of company you keep.
You know, in The Walking Dead, the moral compass always dies.
Thanks.
I'm not sure how that's relevant here.
Just
but...
telling you guys are idiots. That's two totally separate things.
Well, they can both get a little drastic.
A moral compass would have been like, oh, you should still feel sorry for Washington. They've tried so hard. No, fuck.
But you know what? I did feel sorry for Penix when that game was over. He was beat to shit. The
dude got his ass kicked.
And it's like he didn't
look like Minjo Green in that
he did. Even though I mean he like I don't remember like a singular kill shot on him, but he just got hit and hit and hit. You know, and so I did feel sorry for
him. Though
kid.
He was not getting the ball out quick enough. And it was like,
you
gotta throw it fast, man. And
what's funny is a lot of people said that he was throwing it too quick, but that's why he kept missing receivers. Their timing was thrown off so bad. And then I don't know how accurate this was, but I saw one analysis of the game that said Michigan's defensive coordinator just told the defensive line to basically go kill the quarterback because their running game was kind of.
Non-existent.
All the coaching staff worked on was the secondary. They just basically said, go kill the quarterback was what the defensive line was told. And they were just game planning the secondary because they were like, let's worry about that.
Washington was a little bit of a team, kind of like, you know, like Rice or Army or Navy were a little one-dimensional. If they get behind, boy, they're going to have a hell of a time trying to get out of that hole. And that's kind of... Because, Washington was trying to run the ball, and they just couldn't.
Well, and that guy was beat up from the week. Yeah, and
then they were just stuck with passing the ball. And Michigan's defense was too good just to...
Drop back and just keep
going.
Just to
get
beat
up off of a one-sided offense. So...
Yeah.
Yep.
And you did see the difference because the Texas game, that was what my buddy that's a Texas fan said. If we don't get to him, we're in trouble because their secondary isn't that good. So you're going to have to help him out by – and they never got to him. I mean, he hardly got touched against Texas. You know, and it's why he was throwing those ridiculously pretty passes, you know, because he had all the time in the world. And even, that offensive line's good. You know, he was getting enough of a pocket where he could move around and throw. He had nothing, especially in the second half, you know. And I did not think that they would be able to pile on the way they did, but it was only like I got more invested in the game as a fan of one team. As long as it was at 7, I was nervous, but when they went up 14, I'm like, oh, it's over.
Yeah, exactly.
And there was a lot of time left when they went up 14.
Well,
but at that point, 14 seemed like 28.
They never let Washington get in rhythm. They had that one decent scoring drive after the failed fourth down conversion, but really, they never had a consistent rhythm in that game.
Mm-mm.
And their biggest chance was that... Coming at that first try, first possession of the second half, that was their chance, could tie it, and then first pass gets intercepted. On a hell of a play, too, because the receiver tried to break it up.
Mm-hmm.
That was good, better catch than we've seen from any Chiefs player this year. So, but, no, that defense was pretty legit. So,
The one thing I will say that doesn't have anything to do with the game, but is it just me? Tell me if I'm wrong on this, but is college football specifically like the only sport where people are like, well, the true best team didn't win?
You stole my exactly what I want to talk about next, because immediately after...
You think college sports? Because I think it's just football.
I think it's just football.
Mm, you hear that in basketball.
No, but
you do?
No, here's the thing. I disagree.
Because it's the team that gets hottest and blah, blah, blah. I'm not saying I agree with it.
But
I don't either.
I remember when Butler went to the Final Four back-to-back years. There was nobody openly... championship back-to-back years. There wasn't like openly people whining, saying that they shouldn't be there. There should have been somebody else. Because they at least played their way into that. Immediately when that game was over, Georgia fans were all over the fucking internet.
Did Georgia beat Alabama? Michigan beat Alabama?
I'm not arguing it.
What's their fucking argument?
I'm just saying, though, that to Scott's point, it's like, well, we should have been in one of the four, because even though, and it's pretty pathetic if that's the way you go, because the week before, let's face it, Washington looked really good. They beat a Texas team that played their way into the Final Four.
At the end of the day, Michigan beat Alabama. Texas beat Alabama.
Georgia did not.
So you did not deserve to be there.
And I agree with you. But I think it is the one sport where it's the most over-the-top ridiculous, where people are whining.
I know you were saying the fans were... I was listening to the pundits.
I agree.
I think Georgia would have been bad.
Oh, I don't know how many people I heard.
Georgia
would have run Michigan off the field.
Whatever. No. Alabama second time around.
And look, I'll be honest. We saw Georgia do that to Michigan 3 years ago. And they did. They ran Michigan off the field. We saw what Georgia looked like last year. That Georgia team would have run that Michigan team off the field. I'll admit that. That Georgia team was not running this Michigan team off the field, because Michigan is literally the only team with the defensive line, offensive line combo that matches up with what Georgia brings.
The only thing I wanted... I don't know. This is going to be me being a conspiracy theorist.
Tin hat time, folks. Tin hat.
It is, but...
I thought he was the reality check.
Yeah, not anymore. Now he's tin hat.
Well, it's starting to feel like they're starting... The ESPNs and the Fox News... Or not Fox News, but Fox Sports of the world are starting to get a little bolder with this kind of stuff. This happened this past year with the World Series. Who was it that... Mad Dog Russo.
He said he was going to resign.
Yeah, he's going to resign because of the two teams that were in the World Series. And I'm starting to wonder, are we going to start having the situation where it's like ESPN or Fox is going to start picking the teams to play in championships?
They do.
Instead of just letting it play out on a field or a court or whatever.
Well, that was the argument that ESPN did it this year.
Christ, they did it blatantly this year in college football. Where it was just like, we don't care what anybody thinks. Fuck Florida State because they got their quarterback hurt.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Well, and so...
Florida State really proved them wrong.
But then, they were starting to creep in with the baseball stuff. Oh, I quit because these two teams suck and whatever that are in the World Series. So are we just going to start letting ESPN or Fox just... Who do you guys want to play in the championship? Whatever.
Can you imagine the scenario had Washington beat Texas, but Penix got hurt in the fourth quarter of that game? And then Michigan played Washington with their backup and won 63-6. There would have been people saying that the NCAA should have stepped in and put Georgia in that game. Or let Alabama play again. As ridiculous as that sounds, there would have been people that argued it.
And I can't argue with that. thought process, because it's all about money. You know, it's not about just the two best teams anymore. It's like, well, they could be the two best teams as long as they're going to produce the most eyeballs for this contest.
Well, speaking of eyeballs, if you if you don't believe that controversy sells, the three highest watched football games this year were all Michigan. Michigan, Ohio State, Michigan, Alabama, Michigan, Washington were the most viewed football games.
In college?
In college.
Yeah.
So I think we talked about
it. Actually, it's funny because I heard the same thing with the NFL. There's like three of the top five most watched NFL games for Chiefs.
Yeah. And they're not playing real well, but they're still got eyeballs on them because of all the other stuff. So the game itself ended up being kind of lackluster. It's the after-the-game stuff I'm curious about. So DeBoard is going to Alabama. He parlayed his trip to the national title game to take over for Saban, who got retired by Harbaugh.
Oh, God.
So Michigan ends the evil empire of Bama, and then the team they take the coach of the team they beat?
Let's add to more Scott's conspiracy theory. What I'm curious about, Roger, since you're the biggest hater in the bunch, what's Harbaugh doing now?
What I thought was going to happen already has been eliminated.
What's that?
I was sitting here and I was thinking he's going
to
end up in...
He's not going to KU and he's not going to the Chiefs. So who gives a shit? Is that your theory?
I thought he was going to go to, I thought he was going to go to Patriots when I heard that Belichick was leaving.
Patriots isn't a good job.
No, but...
I agree with Roger on that. I don't think that's as good a job as...
No, but it
plays out on paper.
I think there's a reason why Gerard Mayo got hired.
And quickly.
Yeah.
Well, did you hear how that happened?
It was not because
It was in his contract when he signed as an assistant. And the NFL had already approved it because there are the rules on the interviewing.
Mm-hmm.
When he signed his contract as the assistant, and who gives a shit? Nobody ever looks at an assistant football coach's contracts, coordinator's contracts. The NFL had already approved it. The NFL's known all along that at the time, Belichick was no longer the head coach. Gerard Mayo was stepping in. That was already made last year.
Huh.
And so, not just because of his performance in Morbius.
Or Suicide Squad.
Okay.
Which part are you more confused about?
Yes.
But,
the contract or the movie?
So I
Jared Leto. I retract my reality check statement.
Thank you.
Belt time.
I'm 60-40. I'm 60-40 that he stays. But I wouldn't be shocked if he left. But I did hear the most interesting landing for him that made no sense at the time, but it kind of does.
Denver?
Washington. Because...
For who?
Jim Harbaugh.
Oh.
If he goes to Washington, his brother is across the river, but he's in a different conference. He does not... I guess he has said he doesn't like playing his brother. He did not enjoy the Super Bowl where they had to play each other.
It's because he lost.
It could be. But
he would have had a different opinion if he won.
But his, yeah, but his, and then his, their parents could move. And they're a pretty tight family. And that if he goes there, they're all right there in basically one large metropolitan area. But he'd be taking over a
disaster.
Hell of a project.
He's not taking over a project.
But they also, but here's the thing though.
I don't think Washington.
Here's the thing that they said.
It's not the worst job.
Not with the current owner.
Howell.
Well, they can get a quarterback this year, though.
Draft a guy.
But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, though.
They got a lot of draft picks.
Michigan can probably match the money that any NFL team can give him. What most people have said, it's going to be how much control they give him over the roster. Because Harbaugh is going to want... He doesn't want to be general manager... But he's going
to
want
He wants to shop for the groceries. As Bill Parcells once said.
Yeah, and the other guy's going to write the check. He wants to have some, and so apparently there is some discussion whether or not...
He wants to at least make the grocery list.
Yes, and there's some discussion he may not get that in L.A., where everybody thinks he's going to go. That the Chargers owner probably won't let him have the control that he wants.
Let Harbaugh?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I...
Because this is one of those...
Belichick's going to want the same thing. So... I don't know about him going to LA either.
Well, and Scott brought up a great point before you guys got here. I personally thought Belichick was going to retire until Scott reminded me how close he is to the
Shula's record.
So now I completely have flipped on that. I think he's going to try to come back.
Oh, he's
going to
coach. He's not retiring.
Because he's a kind of an egomaniac. So.
Well, not to mention, I really kind of thought the Patriots would give him one more year to try to get that record. Because it's only like...
25,
what? He's 20 wins away? I heard it was like 5 or 6. Is it 20?
I thought it was like 20.
Okay, if it's that, then I understand. But I thought somebody had said it was only like 5 or 6.
Last I remember, they were saying he needs about 2 good seasons.
Michigan star defensive lineman Chris Jenkins is leaving school for the draft.
Yeah, I kind of expected that. He played very well.
Yeah.
Depending on which side of that fence it's on. If it's 5 or 6, I'm surprised the Patriots let him go. If it's 20, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I agree. If that's really the case, then I agree.
Are you on it, Tom?
I'm looking. Yep.
Who's that chick?
Andy Reid.
Oh.
Put your glasses on, dude. What the hell's wrong with you?
Who's that?
It is... 26 wins.
Oh, shit.
302 to 328.
He was not going
to
get
he's not getting it.
And then after him, it goes down to Andy Reid at 258. It's a pretty good drop-off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a...
that's what... It's going to take...
Yeah, it's going to take...
Well,
five years.
Then he may retire.
No, he's going to try. And
I think he's going to try.
I think this puts some coaches, I can't take credit for this, I saw the summary, but I think they're right, that this is going to put some coaches that thought they were safe maybe on the hot seat. Belichick, moving on.
There are
going to be some owners, some GMs who think we can upgrade by going to Belichick, and they're going to let somebody go.
Well,
that was probably going to be okay at least for another year. But
I remember that talk with Andy Reid when Andy Reid was on the market.
Yeah.
That there were teams that, you were probably safe 36 hours ago. You're not now.
Yeah.
And they breathed a sigh of relief when Clark Hunt.
I hear what you're saying, but I still think there's a few owners and GMs that are like,
I
think they're going to pass on Belichick.
But I think there's a few that... won't. And I think the biggest one, if Dallas loses to Green Bay, Dallas loses to Green Bay, I could totally see McCarthy getting fired and Belichick going in there.
That is very good.
And my other one?
That would be a hell of a hard knocks.
And my other one, and we discussed this several weeks ago on podcast, where... We are all unanimously in agreement on this. The guy that the Raiders have right now, keeping.
Yeah, they should.
Well, I've heard the best thing about that, though.
But with the but being, it depends who's available.
Well,
and I can see Belichick going to.
Bowl cut.
Yeah,
I heard he said he doesn't want. He said it's Jim Harbaugh
or nothing.
Or Antonio Pierce.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's the only two.
Okay.
Well, there was an interesting...
And that I don't disagree with. If that's who you're going for, then it's Big Shot or this guy.
I think we have all suspected this, but I saw an article today that said that Robert Kraft has stated that the reason why Tom Brady is not a Patriot was because Belichick convinced Kraft that he was washed... and was not going to win another one, and it bothered Kraft to this day that Brady went and won another one after he left. And so I think the seeds of this were planted several years ago when Kraft took Belichick's side.
So we have, as of right now, what, 6 vacancies in the NFL?
Titans.
Chargers.
Chargers.
Raiders.
Raiders.
Washington.
Yeah, Commanders.
And then
Seattle.
New England and Seattle.
5-6, yeah.
Well, New England, not really, because they already...
Oh, no, yeah, New England's
I
full.
Guess not. Yeah,
New England's, I mean, the,
New England's filled.
I know what you're saying, but it is filled. So, yeah. So 5 spot. How many college guys, coaches, could be going up? And is there any NFL coaches going down?
Harbaugh's the only name I've heard going up. But he's the prettiest girl at the dance right now.
Yeah, I don't think there's any others. We'll have to see how it all plays out.
Nothing. With. So we're, the all's quiet with Day now, I guess.
Well, but he wouldn't go pro. He would just not be a... No, no.
Because there was some rumors, wasn't there?
Mm-hmm.
There's rumors that he may go. I've not heard him link
I think
to
there's enough assistants in the NFL that they're not going to go.
That there's not going to be a,
no,
a college coach jumping.
Because you got the guy from Carolina, Evero. You got Ben Johnson.
Yeah, his name's coming up all the time.
Bienemy still.
Yeah, you still got Bienemy. The guy for the Bears, the defensive coordinator. His name's come up a lot. And then, honestly, the offensive coordinator for the Texans.
Mm. Well, had a good year. It's
one
good,
year is
good
all
for your
did.
Resume. He looks like
sometimes
he,
that's all it takes.
I saw right. I saw a clip of him on the sideline. I'm like, does your mom know that you're well, where you're at right now? You're not at church on Sunday? Yeah. What the hell?
Yeah.
Jesus.
He's a young guy, but that's what they're looking for.
Yeah.
And you take a quarterback like that and you elevate him that high, it's gonna draw eyeballs. A lot of them too. Because now they're in the playoffs. So
and with
after
the,
1 year.
And with the college openings that we have now, who's going where there?
Well, it looks like Caldor is going to Bama. It's not finalized, but it's looking that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who takes the Washington job, though.
You know, that one will be somebody that they'll probably know who it is, but it'll be somebody most of us haven't heard of. It'll because that's what they do. I mean, Washington's actually been a pretty good program for the last 10 or 15 years.
For the amount of offensive coordinators that are available in the NFL, how many are available in college?
Oh, shit.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
And that's
it's an ever
yeah.
Well,
the KU guy could – that went to Penn State.
Yep.
He may get – a job.
If,
you know, that's why Penn State tried jumping all over him because they're afraid he's going to be.
And what's crazy about that guy is, I'm not saying this is right. I'm not saying this is right, but they're kind of down on Franklin because Franklin ain't won anybody that ain't beat anybody that matters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your dude could parlay it almost immediately into taking the Penn State job.
Yes.
If. That's the case, and then depending on what happens,
there's been talks of that.
Depending on what happens at Michigan, the whole defensive staff could go because there's a lot of NFL intertwined with almost all the guys that are on the Michigan defensive side of the ball all have ties to the Ravens because Jim and John have this thing.
Money talks apparently because. Defensive coordinator at Mizzou's gone.
But
the
you know
offensive coordinator at Mizzou could be.
You know what's weird about
gone too?
Well,
could be
they
gone
extended
too.
Him. He's safe for now.
They extended
but he
the
could
defensive
go.
Guy, and
he could. You know what the weird
fuck
part?
Off.
You know the weird part about that was Brian Kelly's already fired him. He's Brian Kelly's fired the guy that he just hired before.
Well,
like Scott just said, money talks.
It does. No, it does. It does. Although I did, I don't know if you guys saw that immediately after Mizzou won their bowl game, Mizzou extended drink and tacked on another year.
Kind of had to.
So is KU.
And I still don't feel like that matters at all.
It's all for show.
Yeah, I mean, if Alabama wants Eli Drinkwitz,
he'd be gone.
He go
sure.
Well, the reason why they do that is even though this isn't as big a deal with the way kids transfer
and everything, but you know, immediately after Saban left, kids that were committed decommitted. That's why you're doing it.
Yeah.
Because it even though it really doesn't matter either, it's all for show.
Yep.
But it's like, okay, well, the kid...
The show matters.
It does. The kid that he's been trying to recruit knows that drinks going to be there.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that they shouldn't do
right.
it. But
it's actually kind of predictable.
But it's almost...
very predictable.
Yeah, it almost doesn't matter.
No, and it doesn't anymore. Which is, that's always been my argument why it was easier for me to come to terms with the transfer portal, because kids commit to coaches... And you sign on the dotted line that you're going to be there, and then the next year your guy's gone to go take the Bears' job.
Mm-hmm.
And he's stuck there with a guy that is going to run an offense or a defense that he
didn't sign up for,
and he's stuck.
Yeah.
So,
and I just saw an article where they're saying the front runner for Washington is their current offensive coordinator.
That's what I would do if I were them.
Which makes perfect sense.
Sharon Moore is going to take over Michigan if Harbaugh's gone.
Oh, well, he's already, what, 4-0?
He's 6-0.
6-0.
And he's beaten Ohio State and Penn State as the head coach. So,
and got the 1,000th win.
Yes, he did. So he's kind of earned. He's already auditioned and interviewed and won that job.
It's an easy pick.
That's an easy pick.
I would say so, yeah. If he goes pro, I think Michigan will be okay with that line of succession.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to.
No, that's going to be much like Jared Leto taking over the did that just for you. Taking over the Patriots job. Sharon Moore will be taking over.
Unless Saban calls.
Oh.
Why? Why would you fucking say that?
Because I just want to.
You imagine?
Oh my God! If they're not hated now,
the Idiocracy. That
God,
as I'm bad be, as Michigan's I'm hated gonna be honest, now.
Though, I don't think Saban can.
Freaking awesome.
I don't think he can do it anymore.
I think he knows that he's had his time.
He's good. And you know what? I got into it with somebody on the internet today. And,
well, it's kind of like the roll call. Roll call guy. He's like, can we go back to where we didn't
have it's more work. It's
by our players. Hey, look. Wink, wink.
Funny, look. Not funny.
Yeah. Look, Krzyzewski left kind of because of the same thing. It's just,
oh yeah,
your drink is so young. If you want to have a career, you better learn to manage this and deal with it. Saban's 70-some-odd years old. He's the greatest college football coach
ever.
He
was bitching about this before it even became
why
true.
Why stay? You know, why
stay? Oh, yeah, he's been the biggest complainer, really, of all the college coaches.
Well,
and
I think he could deal with it, but not at 70-something. He don't want to.
Yeah.
Not with as long as he's been at it. I think if this was 20 years ago, he ain't going anywhere. He'd figure out a way to...
Well, make it work. Yeah, I think you said it perfectly. He sees the writing on the wall. You know, there was a day when he could accumulate talent, and they're not going anywhere.
Yes.
You can have 3 5-star quarterbacks. I'm not saying he ever did, but you could do that at some point in time in Alabama, knowing full well
that you have one.
They're staying.
Yeah.
And you're just going to cycle them through, and now it's all going to be great. Now, you're lucky to have 1 5-star quarterback, and you're even luckier if he stays.
Well, think about it. Back when he started, you were recruiting for 1 national signing day. Mm-hmm. Now there's 2 national signing days.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and now there's the transfer portal, so you got to get your people to stay and then try and get others who are trying to leave. So now it's...
And the timing of the transfer portal is a problem because they can start bailing on you immediately after the
regular
season is over, and you got bowls to play for.
Yes. So
and he has a Dr. Pepper hand.
Yeah,
my Dr. Pepper hand.
You can replace a quarterback.
I understand. quarterbacks are replaceable. That commercial is freaking awesome.
Yes, it is.
That is funny. Just Doug Flutie going, quarterbacks are replaceable. Phenomenal. Absolutely
His
phenomenal.
Dr. Pepper hand.
That was great. I love that commercial.
But I think that is, and you're already starting to see the writing with the 24/7 sports we brought up, like all the, not one single one in the top 10 is going to the same school.
Yeah.
And 10 years ago, that was, there were mostly Alabama, Oklahoma, or, you know, Georgia, whatever, you know, there was at least two or three that were going to the same school. And now they're all spread out fucking everywhere. They're going in all directions. I mean, the number one quarterback's going to Nebraska.
And they jumped in at the last minute.
Yeah.
That guy had been on Georgia forever.
Yeah.
And then they got him at the last minute.
Yeah, and then at the last second, he's like, I don't want to go to Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah. But let's do revel a little bit in the fact that in the last 48 hours, we've seen the end of the two greatest football dynasties of our lifetime.
And two of the biggest devils in the history of sports.
You saw that too? Yeah.
I think it was a leaf.
Okay.
Huh?
Just keep talking.
Keep going. You're good.
Okay. But anyways.
No, they're the two biggest devils in the history of football as a sport.
Belichick and Saban.
Yeah.
Gone within 24 hours. I did like the meme going around. This is like the couple that's been married for 75 years that
die on the same day.
It's like, damn. Yeah.
Except one thing, you know, continue coaching the other one.
The one thing that I will give Saban credit for, and my dislike for Saban is just pure hate. I mean,
from you?
Period.
Hate?
But I'm at least glad that he did the interview to end it. Like, he actually did an interview and explained that I'm too old for this shit.
I think he fucked up.
So,
why? To be quite honest with you.
Why?
He should have done this at the beginning of the year. They probably would have won a national title.
Oh, this is it. This is my last year. Yeah. Done a farewell tour.
Yep.
Might have been a little extra motivation.
Yep.
Okay, I get that. Well, maybe that's what the whole sign-stealing thing was. Harbaugh planted that so that it would motivate Michigan to play better because he knew that they needed a little. He did say that, actually, when this occurred, that, great, give an already a motivated team more motivation. Thank you, NCAA. That's almost a direct quote.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. But
that would have been good. But since he didn't do that, I'm glad he at least did the interview and just be fucking done with it. And just get it out of the news cycle with fucking speculation of whatever. And then I think it was smart for Alabama that they picked their guy
quickly.
I'm kind of an a-hole here.
What?
No way.
Saban announced his retirement way back in during the summer. This is my last year. Alabama beats Michigan.
Probably.
No. We hate the NCAA more than they love Saban.
Hmm.
I like it.
You just like it because that means
and they absolutely
you wouldn't have had to listen to Hail to the Victors.
Well, and when my swag starts you're going to be subjected to maize and blue championship wear for the foreseeable future.
This comes back around to my fucking conspiracy. Let's see Bama do it one more time just for Saban, and ESPN will be happy about it. Fox Sports will be happy about it. Whoever else. Oh, they would love that. They would eat that shit up.
Send me that. I will say that it would be personally painful had that occurred.
Agreed.
Because it would have been the second time something like that happened to me. Because I love to point out to Husker fans that way back, not that I hold a grudge, way back in 1997, that Tom Osborne did not announce he was retiring from football until Michigan had the lead in both polls.
Mm-hmm.
Because going in...
Tom who?
Tom Osborne's punk ass.
State senator.
Everyone...
Tom.
Everyone... Michigan after Nebraska cheated and beat Missouri, and Michigan stomped Penn State, who was a top 10 team, on the same day, Michigan was the overwhelming leader in both polls.
Sounds
like Osborne that. Did not announce his retirement until after that, and the coaches scratched his back and split the poll.
Sounds like a hell of an election. I mean.
And so it would have been very similar to that had somewhere along the line Saban announced he was retiring.
Was there
any
steal the vote investigation into that after?
Should have been.
Was there a January 6th raid on Lincoln?
Should have been. There are enough crackers there.
This is funny. I just got what you were saying there.
You see him comparing him to?
The Jeopardy theme was going through my head when you did it. But
a lot of pitchforks.
A lot of pitchforks. It would have been interesting.
A guy with a buffalo hat, no shirt.
You know what's funny? I think the only reason, I think a different kind of head coach would have done that, but I think Saban is too prideful for that he wanted to try to do it the...
Just say he's an egomaniac, so, just like that could, Bill Belichick.
Well, they're all. When you get Harbaugh, is a bigger egomaniac than all of them.
Mm. Oh yeah, but I mean Belichick and Saban coach together. They are one of
hell.
The
they couldn't even save Cleveland. Two of the greatest football minds in the history of sports, and that Browns team was terrible.
I love seeing these pictures and videos of them standing there together and going, how did they not win jack shit?
Yeah.
Shit.
You should have won like 8 Super Bowls.
Because what year was that? That was
86? Yeah, 88, somewhere in there.
Wasn't that still a shot in Harvard?
Right after. It was before.
Well, Belichick was the head coach.
Oh, and it was after Marty then.
At some
then.
Point.
Then it,
yeah. I'm not sure what.
Then it was after Marty.
But I don't know if Saban was on his staff or...
He was with Belichick. I don't remember if Belichick was a coordinator or a head coach.
That's what I'm saying. Was Belichick the head coach when Saban was staff, or were they both?
I thought they were both
under
coordinators. Schottenheimer. I thought they were both under Schottenheimer, and then when Belichick got promoted, Saban went to Michigan
State.
Yeah, was it Michigan State?
1991.
So it was not under Marty. Nope. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Because that would have been after Marty got here.
Yeah.
So Saban worked under Belichick. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Modell fired Belichick, who was fresh off winning a Super Bowl with Parcells. So Saban worked for Belichick when they were on the Browns in 91. Wow. Yeah, how'd they not win like every fucking... They actually met in 1982, They've been friends since 1982.
Hmm. Yeah, Nick Saban was the defensive coordinator.
Wow.
I was looking Saban up one night.
In 2014, Saban called his 4-year stint on Belichick's staff in Cleveland the worst of my life, but it wouldn't affect their friendship. I bet that's every friend Belichick has.
For one single year, Saban was the defensive coordinator at West Virginia.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Under Bobby Bowden.
That was a minute ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was he like 20?
Shit.
I was the same.
Probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, right here, 1978, 1979, West Virginia defensive back coach. Kent State, Syracuse, West Virginia, Ohio State.
Kent State was where he went to school.
Yeah.
Him and Pinkle.
They were
on the same team.
Yep. He was a graduate assistant there too, though.
That comes up every once in a while, the Pinkle
connection,
because every time Alabama has played Missouri, Alabama has called off the dogs because it's always been a beatdown, and it was like, he's only doing that because it's Missouri. Saban considers Pinkle a close personal friend.
And then Michigan State, Houston Oilers, Toledo, Cleveland Browns, Michigan State, LSU Dolphins, and Bama. Mm-hmm.
You know, the one thing about his career as a coach is that because he didn't stick around the NFL very long, I think there's kind of a perception that he was terrible. He wasn't great, but I don't think he was as bad as Like, I think because he was doing that around the same time Bobby Petrino was the Falcons head coach for like 36 hours. He was a lot better than I think maybe history remembers him when he was in the NFL.
It says here that he was 15-17 in the NFL.
Yeah, which isn't,
that was his record.
Which isn't bad.
Not for what, that's
better than Staley.
Two seasons, so better than Staley?
Yeah.
No one can have a shorter time than Staley.
Speaking of Staley, is he going to wind up being somebody's offensive coordinator?
Yeah. An assistant, probably, before.
He won't go away. They recycle every fucking body. You know what's scary? He'll be back up at the top of the
list. He's
going to
join Bill Belichick with the Cowboys.
Oh, that would be fucking hysterical. I hope that happens. You heard it here first, folks. That is an interesting theory, though.
I don't think it's far-fetched.
If Mike McCarthy loses to the Packers this weekend, he will not. His stuff will be packed when he gets back to his locker.
Agreed.
Yep. And Belichick will already be in the air.
Yep.
If he's not already lurking on the off chance that this hurt happens, because let's face it, it's the Cowboys.
All right, well, we're at a decision point. Do we end this? Start our NFL one?
I think really all we got to do is predictions or talk a little bit
about the
games. The
Prince of Promise.
Oh, then we should probably just start another one and go from there.
Yeah, we don't have to start another one. Just
start another one.
We're 46 minutes, Mark. So.
Are we? All right.
Let the man produce.
Right. Tune in next time.
No fight song this time.